U.S. officials are confident that al-Qaeda's chief bomb maker, Ibrahim al-Asiri, is dead, which would be the biggest takeout of a terrorist since Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden in 2011. It's now believed al-Asiri was killed in an American drone strike in Yemen last year. He designed the so-called underwear bomb, which nearly brought down an American passenger plane over Detroit on Christmas Day 2009. He also nearly pulled off another major attack in 2010 when he hid explosive devices in printer cartridges being shipped to the U.S. on cargo planes. A last-minute tip led to the discovery of those devices after they'd gotten through airport security in London. Seth Jones is director of the Transnational Threats Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Seth, in your mind, how big of a deal is this?
Well, Robin, I think it's an important deal. Ibrahim al-Asiri was probably the most innovative and in some ways successful bomb maker that the U.S. has faced since 9/11. He was involved in some of the most significant plots to try to evade all of the steps that the U.S. has put in place through the Transportation Security Administration at airports. So he was an innovative bomb maker. His death is important, though he will almost certainly be replaced by others in the future.
Well, I was going to ask you that. It's probably for sure that he taught some of these skills to others. And by the way, when you mentioned he was evading some of the detection, he became expert in small bombs with little or no metal. He was believed to be working on a bomb that could be hidden in a laptop or a mobile device, and that's why the TSA banned those items on flights to the U.S. But isn't it probable that he's been tutoring someone?
All the indications are that Ibrahim al-Asiri passed along his technical capabilities to others in not just Yemen, but probably other al-Qaeda organizations. But what I think his death likely means is now the baton has been passed to others within al-Qaeda, including in Yemen, if they decide to conduct external operations, to do it in ways that Ibrahim al-Asiri might have done it.
We mentioned some of the more famous fails, and those were failures because the young man wearing the underwear bomb had a wardrobe malfunction. He wasn't able to detonate it, thankfully. As we said, there was a tip that led to the cartridges. Those were lucky breaks. I mean, al-Asiri had figured out, as you said, these workarounds. It's kind of a grim tally, but what were some of his successes?
Well, I actually think in many ways the 2009 underwear bomb attempt was at least a success in the tactic. Ibrahim al-Asiri had tested that device, or at least precursor versions of it, in Yemen, and it had worked. They had blown up not airlines that were flying, but they'd blown up devices. And I think what's important for people to realize is that this particular tactic was designed to elude detection. So he had been pretty successful. The 2010 cargo planes plot would have been successful had it not been identified by intelligence agencies beforehand.
Right. And as a former top leader at the CIA is saying today, a good chunk of what you take out of your bag and what has to be screened at airports is because of Ibrahim al-Asiri and his innovations, of course, deadly evil innovations, but nonetheless, now he's reportedly dead. Seth Jones with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, as you say, probably replaced by someone else, but a moment worth noting. Seth, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.